Tá vindo na B. Começou. We are to the Tolera bom. Da Vinzaia na B. We really, we start with the two dots. I'll go over the two dots again, from the two dots, because there was a bit of a disagreement amongst the Chevra on Thursday. So we're going to go over from the two dots on Rava and take it from further. Omar, Rava, two dots then. And you've done it with base, eight lines down and a wide dot. Omar, Rava, you can hear me, see? Omar, Rava, culture bizarre, Tommy. Right, so this is what we learned, that wherever you find the Izzah causes something to be Tomei, then with the same type of situation, with Mizoki, Mishalim, Mezik Shalom. And the Biur, the understanding in this statement, and this maybe is where Yossi found it so hard last time, the understanding in the statement is that if we find by Izzah, they make something Tomei, it means that it's as if he touched it, it's as if he did it. For instance, if a dog touched it with his hand, so of course the dog made the thing Tommy with his own hand. If a dog sits on a bed or sits on a wagon and there's kalim on his face, even though the dog didn't touch the kalim with his own hand, but it's considered as if the dog touched those kalim, as if the dog made those kalim Tommy directly. So since it's considered that the dog did it directly, so with the zocking, if an animal will do a similar thing, you have to pay an economy. Why? Because an animal does something directly, you're hiring an economy. The culture is not telling. If you have something which is disconnected from the dog, it's not considered that the dog did it directly. So it's disconnected, and therefore the dog is not the tummy, will not make it tummy. When he's okay, Mishana Hakinez. When he's okay, if the show does such a thing, well, we know that Allah Mishana says that if the show does such a thing disconnected, then you're kind of only a country. Yes, sure.
We
want to let
the
We don't have two examples. I don't know if touched it, which is what we think.
But it's similar. We're already touching some of the other.
Or he's sitting on something, and because he's sitting on the thing, and that thing on him, the game are considered as if he was the time.
So either sitting or touching.
That's what okay. That's the example of the Marcus. Yeah.
Okay.
The moment we think we're talking about touching, and the reason why I'm atomic is that we're dying. If the dog do something, it says not being dying, disconnected from the dog, right? It's disconnected from the dog, and therefore he's not becoming. If an animal would do the same thing, it'd be a cat in elephant. Why? Because it's disconnected from the animal.
Okay, right. So again, back to the touching and sitting. The only touching that works for a dog is by sitting on it, or can other forms of
picking up as well.
I'm just going to try to be like,
picking up as well, same thing. You pick it up, even though he's not touching it, he's picking up the thing underneath it. He's also considered if he touched the, if he himself moves that thing.
So then, well, he did move it, because if that thing is resting on something, if he picks up that thing, he moved that thing.
But he hasn't moved it. So he's moved the thing, but that's considered that it's as if he moved that from the thing. Right?
So that's, Rolf, could you move the laptop a little bit more close, like facing you? Thanks so much.
Is that better for you?
Brilliant. Perfect. Thank you so much. The sound is much better.
No, Rob is telling us that he's not coming. How he knows it, he learned it from his dress. He's giving us a cloud for us to know. Whatever is considered by a person, by itself, as if he touched it, then by himself would be chayv as well. Well, we're not there. One second. Yeah, lad. Okay. The Rava feeling on that. The Gemara understood the Habamin of the Gemara was that the Zog touched, and that's why it's Tommy. That's no chiddush whatsoever. So obviously, when he's up in your chayim, he's exhaling. So what possibly a chiddush could Rabbi be telling us? The second half. But that's also not chiddush. Rabbi Tzuris also Shmina, and Rabbi's going to tell us the halacha of Tzuris. That could it be? He's going to tell us the halacha of Tzuris. Says Gemara, no. Rabbi was going to tell us the chiddush in the ration. The what? Loi. Rabbi Eglo Meshechet Vekroi Nikamash Shalom. If you know how to read here, there's no dots. But Eglo and Agolo are very similar. But Eglo means a calf, and Agolo means a wagon. And here it gets confusing because we're talking about a calf pulling a wagon. Groin is a wagon. So it's Eglo, my shepherd's the groin, a calf pulling a wagon. Right? So that's the hitch. What? Now, if we're saying, I rush into it, if a dog is sitting on a wagon, and you have a Kli underneath it, that Kli is Dome. Why is that Kli Dome? Because the dog sitting on top of it, it's as if the dog was managed touching it. So too, if a calf is pulling a wagon and the wagon goes over Kalin, it's as if the calf actually broke those Kalin. That's what the Gemara says. Just like if the dog sitting on the Kli, on the wagon, it's as if the dog actually sat on those Kalin. And therefore, the Kalim are tomic. If the Zob actually sat on the Kalim, so too, if a wagon, if a car pulls a wagon, and those wagon, that wagon goes over Kalim and breaks a Kalim, it's considered as if the car broke those Kalim.
Even though the two things don't seem to be driving the crash,
and that was the difficulty we had in Rush. The two cases are not the same. If a Zob's sitting on a wagon, the wagon's considered an extension of the Zob. And therefore, if he goes over Kalim, it's become the Kalim. Because he's sitting on the wagon, that's why it's an extension of him. But if a Zob would pull a wagon, the wagon's not called an extension of him. If it would go over Kalim, it wouldn't be Tommy. I pulled an extension of the Zob. So why? How can we compare it to an Eglo, which is pulling a wagon, and it's considered an extension of the Eglo? Who says, so much so, if the Eglo goes over, if the wagon goes over Kalim, then the Bala Egel would be Chayim. Why? It's not comparable. The Nezik Sholim, yeah. It's not comparable. That was a question which we had in Rush.
But the previous remark about like a donkey carrying a stool is not even, it's not tied to a type or a pocket, things that are being pockets that animals can. Why would the wagon be any different insofar as you're not going to cut it? Wherever the animal goes, the wagon goes.
I'm not arguing. Sure, I agree with your heart. Sure, asking. We know we have a price that tells us we have a load, then you're going to be. So wagon also should be Chayim. You could be right. There's nothing to do with the Kol Shebezov.
Right.
Rabbi was coming to tell us this thing. Kol Shebezov Tomek, then it's not Chayim Nezik Sholim. What's the case? The Zov is sitting on the wagon and the animal is pulling the wagon. That's what we're comparing it to. No comparison. Zov sitting on the wagon is considered the Zov's extension, and that's why you can tell the Kalim. If a Zob would pull the wagon and the Kalim underneath it,
no,
the wagon's not an extension of the Zob. It's not that the Zob walked over the Kalim. So, how can you therefore tell me, whatever case of finding a Zob, and the Zob can you also have once again, then animals pulling the wagon? That was a Kashi on the Gemara.
This is a little bit more distant. Following
behind them.
Right.
You're saying something else. No, I was answering back to Beshua saying that whatever he wanted to say is not in wrong.
No.
You're saying different point. Yes. You're not saying wrong. But I was answering what you chose to ask.
Why would
you make
that discussion in the first place?
Well, that's one of the
good questions.
Right, I'm saying it's
not
so obvious.
Your point is a good point. David's saying a good point, which is also relevant, just not on this exact thing, but why, what's the chiddush that Eglon is shepherd for growing? What's the big chiddush? We know already he's carrying a load that it's Nezek Sholim. So what's the chiddush in the Eglon is shepherd for growing? It's Nezek Sholim. And the answer to that is in the price itself, There was talking about a shlip, what's a shlip? A package, a load. And there was also talking about a masu of a kamar. Why do we need both? So they said there's one slightly not as tight. So this is even further. Like now you're saying, hey, Rosh Hashanah, this is a tzepes kiddush. Say that, it's a tzepes kiddush. So maybe, Yaakov, I can hardly see you. Yaakov.
So, to get clarification on this particular issue, we're going to go to a different source.
Well, there, but yeah, now let's get back to the point which you're raising. They're not comparable. By Zog, the reason why the Kedim on Tommy writes, the Kedim Tommy writes Zog, because it's as if the wagon was an extension of the dog, he was sitting on it. And by Eglor, with shepherd's groin, that's not comparable. The eagle is not sitting on the groin. The eagle is pulling the groin. Who says that's called an extension? And I would never know it's an extension for the fact that he's telling me culture is all the time. So that's why we said the different shot. I'm saying it's Rashi and the Tashan Rashi. But we said the different shot at the end of the day, it was seven months story. The end of the shot was, we're going with culture is all the time. He's talking about the Zog was pulling the wagon. The Zob was putting the wagon, not the Zob was sitting on the wagon. Why would the Zob be putting a wagon, rickshaws, or I think there's some taxi services in certain places in the world. I have an idea.
Do you want some taxi?
No?
No.
Well, yeah. No, but I thought it started again in certain Western civilizations.
Even so, you just be carrying alone, and the people, they don't have the power or whatever. They have like a wheelbarrow.
Right. That's wheelbarrow. Okay. Just also didn't understand how to possibly be. But that's how these things are. I don't, if it's not pulling the wagon, and that's what we're comparing to. If a Zob pulls the wagon, even though the Zob is putting strings which pull the wagon, it's all considered a kli that's on the wagon. It's considered if the Zob moves those kelim. Tumas Heset, not Kili underneath the wagon. The Kli on the wagon is considered Tumas Heset. Why is it Tumas Heset? It's considered the Kli, the Zog moved it. Why? He pulled strings. He didn't pull the wagon, he pulled strings. So why is it considered he moved it? Because pulling strings and putting the wagon, is all considered you. It's as if you pulled that wagon. So too, if an animal is connected to strings, which is connected to a wagon, it's all considered one unit. And that's all we're trying to accomplish. Strings and wagon are considered one unit. Just like a zog, putting strings, putting a wagon, it's all considered one unit. So too, by an animal, the same. Let's just take it down one second. So good night to the man. I'm reading out in Muki Yosef. I'm just reading out aloud. Those of you that have it, can look in the design. Otherwise, I'll read it aloud. So they're not actually touching the agora. They are touching strings, ropes, which are putting the agora. Commander Posidomi, Babylon Kitsoyas, maybe you would think Kitsoyas, Kamashrala, Kiman, the Ike Chavonim, since the are ropes, the Makabri, that join up between the agora and the Shvarim, between the wagon and the Shvarim. Command the nomi by God Adami. It's if the show itself is touching that God, no? The Chihai Gamer and the Zob Nami Tommy. In such an instance, you find even a Zob's Tommy. The Zob is connected to ropes, you can't get that God on. They're all connected, it's all connected to one. Jimmy, the Zob, Misha, the God on. I got on, Tomeya, the heads of Bishop of the Lord. Okay, that's what we've come to that. So Maskoma, not like Rashi, but the Maskoma says the Muki Yosef. The chiddush here in this mar is, what's the din if you have an animal putting a wagon directly, someone had a bit, and someone put the wagon between the animal's feet, and as the animal's walking, this agora is moving, this growing, this wagon is moving, it's poshut, it's considered the animal, just like any load on the animal. Anything directly connected to the animal is poshut, is considered the animal. That's our chiddush. What's the chiddush of our gemara? In a case when the animal's putting strings, ropes, and those ropes are putting a wagon, and that wagon brings something, do we say, since it's not the animal actually putting that wagon, it's the animal putting strings which pull the wagon, would we say that it's still considered that it's connected to the animal? Yes or no? The answer is also the Zog Tomei. By Zog, such a thing is connected to the Zog. If a Zog pulling a rickshaw by strings and you put in ropes, you put in a wagon, it's all considered connected. So too by an animal.
Is it not because it's a psik ratio, Rob? It's not because of the concept of psik ratio. Can't say it's like a grover. It's like direct.
Yeah. So you could argue psik ratio is in my shop. You could argue on that, but definitely that's what we're coming out. That it is insane. Pulling ropes, which pull a wagon, is equivalent to you yourself pulling a wagon. How do you know that? By Zob, you see it. The Zob pulling something, which pulls something, is all considered as if the Zob himself did it.
But I know the whole discussion.
What should we do? It's between the two of them. Go on. Who's going to start? Sure, off you go. Sure, I don't mind. It doesn't matter who's off.
All right, the whole methodology or the way of making something hard is strictly by looking at it. Has nothing to do with putting
weight on something. It's true as well. A dog who did that, but that's not what
we're talking about. We can't be talking about that.
We're not talking about a dog sitting on a wagon. That's
not terrible. Right.
And a dog is an animal, also, yeah.
From this, we did put that before. How do we confirm and investigate this case, this further separation of Gala? How do we know that a lot of this tumor? Which are not particular to tumor and transfer over.
Yeah, that Rabbi hasn't told us anything. That's Rabbi's teaching us the fellow. How he knew it.
Thomas can transfer certain things.
Because you haven't understood. Month yet. Okay, I hear you. The Dov is asking, how did Rabbi know to compare the two halachas? Maybe only by tumor. It's considered if the person himself did it, and not by himself. One second. We'll just finish off my thought. The Dobbins, that's my asking. Maybe by Tumma, it's called one connection. It's connection. But you need a Svara Chalik, really. As much by Tumma, it's considered the Zob actually moved it. He physically moved it. Okay, I don't really know how to do this. I had a Dobbin. Yeah, if Yaku wants to come back on this point.
Yeah, the transfers to by the dog in the case of the wagon. The dog in the wagon and depending on the wagon is fine. If the dog is in the wagon then goes over something.
That's tough. Right.
But in the case of the egg put in the wagon and the wagon delivers something, that would be.
There's a shot. Yeah,
yeah.
If I can make a good point, it's still not comparable in the halachas that come out. Well, that was not what the Gemara wanted to teach us. That we know, as much as you're going to tell me that a wagon is connected to a hema, then you're going to be chayiv nezek shalom. That we know. The only question was, is it connected to the behema? Do we say since the ropes interrupting it? It's not connected to me. That locha will learn from the Zob. A locha by Zob is if there's ropes in between him and I think it's considered as connected. But the other locha by Zob, they need the medrash. We need Hesed, which isn't in fact applicable for Kelim Antonim. But the locha will learn from Zob is one locha. Is it called connection? Yes. And then you have to go with a different locha. We'll do that. Yes, an Aaron Mark.
I also think that Kelim Antonim said about
the right. No, that's what I'm saying. That means we're not going to tell me that locus of the game, which is at one point, a local one. Do we consider what connected with it or not?
Now you're back to the bucket.
Back to the bucket.
The rooster.
No,
the chicken in the bucket and the rope is attached to the rooster.
Yeah. So there we saw the mission said.
Why? It's a lot. Why would that be? It's connected to the rope, so it's connected to. So why can't the bucket still be considered like the rope as opposed to
The rest of the muscle sit down.
It's like the rest of it.
It wasn't as he was walking. He put it through this bucket. So it wasn't part of the normal walking of the animal. Since there wasn't a normal walking there, no, you can't consider it normal regular, it's more like tourists.
But if he, what if he's walking his regular spot along on a road? And look at that, they can cut for that. So it's only because it's flipping around.
Right. That's our attitude, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's your mission to that. Adi Adu, you do it. That's why you have
the
service.
But the door can still be connected to the road. Even as it can fly, it doesn't have to be this way. Right. It can be attached, but it's not.
Well, that's how I understood it. I know some people say otherwise, but yeah, that's how I understood it. If the act is not an act, the act of damage is not an act of walking, rather some other thing, that's not called dragon. So, okay, that's what I wanted us to go over to clarify that point. Tanakh of Asa Derabba. We're now three lines later where we were at the beginning of Shir. Tanakh of Asa Derabba, we have a price of the same as Rabba. Behema Moedes. A behema is a mu'ud, the shaber, with a chilukah to break as it walks. Keitzad. Behema shenit nasal a chatzar nizik, behema enters a chatzar nizik, vezika begufa. And it damaged with its goof. Derech hilucho, as it's walking. Obisayo, and with its head, derech hilucho, beukiv shereo, with its saddle that's on it, mishlif shereo, with its load that's on it, beprumbir shereo, with a bit that's in its mouth, bezuk shebetzvo, with a yoke that's on its shoulder, vechamoy bemasoy, with a donkey with its load. Till here, we had the same writer about 15 lines earlier, but now something new. The eglo moishech es bichtoid, and a wagon pulling, sorry, a car pulling a wagon. Mishalem nezek shalem. You pay nezek shalem. This is the price of Mechadish, that like Rava, that the car connected to strings, connected to a groin, is considered as if the calf itself was touching the groin. Oh, now we're starting something.
So this is the answer to the question of how was Rabbi
Nachman? This was the Brisa that Rabbi spoke. He wasn't Brisa, the Brisa. We found the Brisa supporting Rabbi. Mainly, Rabbi wouldn't have told us his halacha had he known the Brisa. He would have just said, "I'll tell you a Brisa."
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm around. No, they did not have to know Brisa. Okay. They had to know Mishnais. They're not Brisa. Okay, very good. Tana Rabbana, now this Gemara from here on till wherever we told you to get to is loaded. And it might take a little bit of time. We need a bit of patience because it's really loaded. Mietz Hashem, we shall try and get as clear as possible we can. Tana Rabbana, Tana Gerim Shem, Akhatatim Bechever. We are now about 8 lines up. Something like that. 9 lines up. Tana Gerim, Shem, Akhatatim Bechever. The Tana Gerim were pecking at a root. The Hevel leap at a rope that's got a bucket hanging there. And what happens? Nifsek a Hevel, because it's pecking at the rope broke. Vinish Barakudad leap. If a rope breaks, and what happens to the leap? We can thank Newton for this. But he discovered if a rope breaks, then the bucket falls. And if a bucket falls, it breaks. Vinish Barakudad leap broke. Mishalmim Nezek shot. You pay nezek shalom. Okay, that's a statement of a brisa. Anyone have any issues with that brisa? No, all straightforward. You break the rope, the bucket falls, you broke the bucket.
And that's the first one looking at that, there are different things. Usually that you're going to say you're nezek shalom on the rope and hatim nezek on the bucket, right? It's the same that's connected with one thing.
Right. Why would you want to say hatim nezek on the bucket?
It's an offshoot of
the
break of the
cross. Very good. The multiple raising the point of the whole subject. Very well. Rava asked Shaila, and we're going to bring this brighter eventually as a support for one of the stories. So Rava has a Shaila. Don't saw al kli veloshavasa. Have a chicken or a calf that stands on a kli, does not break it, but because it stood on it, it kicked it along. Minisgalda la mokamaka and the kli rolled down the hill. Vinishba and it broke. So where did it break? Down the hill. Why did it break? Because of the animal kicking it. Right? Is that called gufoy? Or is that called soyer? How do you define that? Where the reason why it broke? Because it was gufoy. Where it broke was where it wasn't connected to the animal. It's further down the hill.
But the kick didn't break it, though. Like, did it hit a wall or hit something at the bottom of the hill?
If you kick something going down the hill, then eventually it hits the bottom of the hill and it breaks. Because it's rolling, then it hits something else.
That's okay. It has to hit
it. That's all part, well, that's all part of natural happens when you, if you hold something in the air and you leave goggles. So what happens? It lands on the floor. So why did it break? Because I threw it to the floor. Mm-hmm. That's all part of my act, right? Or do we say, no, but in the end of the day, it broke away from me. And therefore, maybe that's serious.
Isn't this even further away more difficult?
More difficult than what?
Than the bucket case, because the bucket case is depending on something, and that something is holding that the bucket up and made the bucket fall because the rope broke. Here, he actually had direct contact with the object, kicked it, and the natural consequences of it going down the hill would be hitting something.
Right? Okay, so you're saying here it should be more posture, it should be high, but because it was not softened, maybe it's still not. Maybe still not, because at the end of the day, this bucket didn't break at its point of contact. It broke further away. So Shaila of the Gemara, do we say, now what's the Shaila? Mao. Says the Gemara, explain this story. Mao. Bosso meikos linon. Do we say, you look where it originally started from. It originally started from, why did this bucket break? Because the animal kicked it. So the bosso meikos linon, that act which it did, included in that act, the breakage of the kli, obviously it might take time for it to break. But at the end of the day, included in that act was that this kli was going to get broken. Also, because, you know, the goof field, and that was, it's good. So how much would you be able to pay? Maybe Bosso Tava Monos, you know. Or maybe no. Maybe Bosso Tava Monos, you know. But seriously, no. Maybe we look where this tree actually broke. Where it actually broke, as they were long as it was rolling, it was still a good tree. And once it landed, that's when it broke. And now it's disconnected from the show, and therefore it'd be called Sirius. So how much would you have to pay? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. It's Rashi. Boston, Mechatatin. Mechatatin. You see where the Rashi is? 7, 8 lines up. Mechatatin. Menachim bechar tomeh, picking it with their beak. Bosa meikara, shidach posay. The animal pushed it, ubi gufam, and it's goof, tovamonim broke the kli. So that's the shadow. Do you go bosa meikara, or do you go bosa mona? So you're with us? Do you go bosa meikara? Do you go bosa the thing that actually caused it? That was the physical impact with that, with the kli. That didn't break it. That caused the breakage. Or do you say, no, what actually caused the actual physical breakage that was later on when it all hit the floor? So maybe that's called Bosa, maybe it's called Sirius.
I mean, the animal stepped on an object, or it hit an object, and the object that's being moved is the one that's
damaging
something else. So what's damaging itself?
I thought, we're in Sirius, this is a classic Gemara case. Sirius is not this case. Sorry, it's in the case where I kicked an object which caused something else to break. So we want to understand what he said that sorry. If he said that sorry, because the thing that broke was disconnected from me, and not because it happened via something else. Or no, maybe the reason of sorry is because it happened via something else. It happened because of me directly, because of me, even though it broke later on. That's good for the shadow, Sigmar. It's good for the shadow. How do we imagine what is serious? Is it the fact that the breakage happened apart, disconnected from me? So here also be fascinated. Or the breakage happened not directly because of me. No, that's not me. Here would be Nezik Shah. Yes, Bosni Kara. Do we go Bosni Kara? Meaning, Shedok Bosni. He pushed it.
Yeah.
Or be group and when it's group, Tova Mona, it broke the mona. It broke that mona through its group. It pushed it. And then it broke somewhere else. But why did it break? Why? Tova Mona means Shova Mona. Yeah. It did, didn't it?
It's fine.
Right. So why did they break in the end of the day? That's the six man. Do we say we go bust on your car? I mean, we consider it broken. Yeah. Because it's good. The Dibra Masa is bossa mikara. It's whole Rashi.
Yeah.
It's coming to explain what bossa mikara.
Yeah.
Bossa mikara would be high nezik shalim. Why nezik shalim? Why would you pay nezik shalim? You explain to me in English. Why would you say you have to pay nezik shalim?
Because at the moment I started, even though it didn't break it or falling, it broke.
Very good. Bossa mikara means it's a different book broke it, right? Because why? He pushed it. And therefore, be good for Dabba Mana. He broke it with his good. Or you say, no, where did the breakage happen?
The thing is, the thing is, the thing that broke it, you know, candle in that second broke it. You said, a film of it, it wouldn't
happen. Oh, of course, yeah.
The monkey took the vase and threw it, and it broke.
Same China.
Same China.
Yeah, no, you think it's more of a shadow of the monkey. If a monkey takes
no, it's very similar to the same that. The question.
What's
the question? Oh, person.
No, what?
Well, would
the Sense the Gemara. That's it. Visually.
We discussed the notion that men are pretty
open. No, it wouldn't work. Wow. It broke then. Why shouldn't they break?
I'm saying if the animal kicks something, it goes into a level field, there's multiple spots.
Okay, so then obviously then maybe didn't break anything.
Right.
It did break.
What if that is from 5 years ago after the final?
No, it's obviously I've been found guilty. But it's a point that needs to be spoken out, but it's obviously, if the creeper doesn't break in the end, then you don't need to pay. So we've got all this, so you see, we have to look at the end. So actually, we've got half a minute to go, lost me car. Hey, if it doesn't break in the end, you're not going to have to pay. So it all ultimately depends on whether it breaks in there. But that's our effect, and we have to explain. The reason why, in the end of the day, it broke was because of what he did. Obviously, you're not hired to pay if you didn't cause him a loss. But if a loss does happen, why did that loss happen? Because of the kick that he did. So we have to look at the end of the day what happened. But if it did happen, if it did break, then why did it break? Why did it break? Because of this act. So in other words, in English, we would say that, or in Hebrew, actually, you're hired, but tonight it breaks. You did the mice and mouth. The animal did the mice mouth, he kicked it. If it's not, then he actually breaks it. If it doesn't break you, then you're not hired to pay. But the act that you did was a mice mouth, it was an act of damage. It's an act which, if it would break it, you'd be hired to pay. How will you know if it broke? You have to look at that and see if it broke. Yeah?
Although,
but,
it's a little bit strange, Charlotte. I take the car. And here's the hill. I push it 3 feet, roll it off the hill, it goes down and it crashes. And then what do? I put the car 3 feet. I didn't crash it. I moved it 3 feet. Okay, but you don't put it off on a cliff. What are you gonna say? I didn't do it.
So you're making it more dramatic. We start off with an animal kicking it.
But I'm getting
a job. So I moved on to a monkey throwing. I also have a person pushing a car down.
But I didn't know that.
Perhaps let's learn the sugya. By the time we finish the sugya, we'll come up to say whether you're right or wrong about
it.
At the moment, we just raised the point. I think the sugya is loaded, and yes, we can make it very dramatic. Or you might go on your next. What are you talking about? A train blowing off? We'll see.
No.
And everything is rocking. This is the sugya. This is the sugya. That sugya and this sugya are connected. We will learn it. What comes to Maskana? So says the Gemara. Tipsha, leave me the Rabba. Let's try and resolve Rabba Shaila based on us. The dinner Rabba told us.
Omer Rabbo. Rabbo told the Zalokha, Zora, Kri Mirei Shagag. Some need to creep from the top of the roof. Another person came and smashed it with a stick. Bottle. Then his bottle.
Domino Lay.
Domino Lay, could we say, Mono Tvira Tava. He broke a broken clay.
So what do we see?
We see that somebody threw something out of the window and it's about to land and somebody breaks on the way. No liability. Why? Because already considered broken clean. Why is it broken clean? It hasn't broken yet. It must be if we consider the act of throwing it to be an act of breakage. If you broke it already, and therefore it's already broken. So you see, you go boss on my car, you go based on the original act. The one who threw it out of the window, it's already considered broken. So if somebody else goes and breaks it, he's broken a broken knee. And maybe if we see from here, you see both of me.
After the
broken
throw, after the
So that's what, let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Mishiva Ibn Makel. The first one the nine is Makel. Mishiva Ibn Makel. Somebody else came and hit it with a stick. Going to Mishanoch before he landed. Bottle. Then his bottle. Whose bottle? Habishadoi, the one that broke here at the bottom. Even though he actively broke it, he's the one that made it into shards. It was still whole when it was falling. For his bottle. Why? Says Rashi, you go according to what, who threw it? The hoyo is so finish over since due to this act that you did. It's so finish over when it lands, it's so finish over. When this act which I did included in it an act of damage, because when it landed, it's definitely going to break. Kemi, Sheshavai, who? Domi. It's as if he himself actually broke it. He said, Rashi, the Gemara has been arrived from Rabbo, he see Bos Mikor. Why already see Bos Mikor?
Because
the one that broke it is tired. The one who threw it is tired. Even though the Gemara says his bottle, says Rashi, that's what we really wanted. Why is this one who broke it bottle? Because it's considered already broken. Why is it considered broken? Because the guy throughout is. He broke it. Very good. So it comes out that really he's only trying to pay once he calls the person a loss of money. So now, when's he considered the loss of money? So if it breaks, then already from when you do it. If it breaks, then this act which he did is an act of mazik, but now he actually breaks. There is something makes kiddush. Kiddush on Shabbat, Friday night, Shabbat's day as well. Says with all his kavod, he's yotze kiddush. Mamish, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kino Achinam, Boi Gagof, Enoch, Tosh, Vigino, Achinam, Hashem, Tom. Mamish kavod, he's yotze kiddush or not?
When did he do it?
Friday night.
Yeah.
Why not? The halacha is if you don't eat bread, you don't have a meal, then you're not yotze. You need kiddush, Mokim Suda. So when do you yotze kiddush? When he says the kiddush or when he eats? Eating is the same Kiddush?
No,
the mitzvah is the same in Kiddush, but tonight it's in a meal setting. So the meal setting just enabling the original thing he did to be considered what it is. So this is a good example of what we're talking about. He threw something out the window, right? The bar throwing it, knocking the car or something. So that act is an act of mother, is it? But if it doesn't break, then it won't be. Okay, let's see what happens at the end. Well, now know what happens at the beginning. Right. If it breaks then, but tonight it breaks then. If it breaks then, that's when you're gonna be
Yeah. First
thing broke up,
when you see until it breaks, then let's say that somebody comes along and sees the calling card. And he gets a net, or he gets a mattress and puts it underneath there. And then the guy comes, along with some baseball bat and
talks. Yeah.
So now
three or four variables in the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Very good. Well, to be honest, I think about that. You're going to question Mitch on three different variables. At one time, what did Martin think first of all? Yeah, we understand what Martin said. The guy threw out the window, so he's hiding. Why? Because he's going to break it. How do we know that?
Because
how do we know that guy's hired?
Oh, because he's the one who.
How do you know? Rabbi said, what did Rabbi say? How do we know the first guy's hired? Because Rabbi said. Why? What did Rabbi say that?
Because the guy who actually wrote it later on.
The guy that broke the guy that broke it later on is Potter. It must be considered broken already. And if it's broken already, so the guy threw it. Why is it broken? Because the guy threw it. Ah, so he had to pay for the damage. That is what the guy that breaks it.
Right.
It's already broken. That's what the Gemara says about. So we've still got a question. How can Rob have a suffer with your bottom car? Well, boss is saying it's possible. We see from Rabba clearly they go bottom of your car. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Clear. I must say, when I learned this Gemara, I really didn't understand it. If you're very happy with it, happy with me, happy that you're happy. But I didn't understand where else do we see from this Gemara that the one that threw it is considered they broke it. Maybe it's only broken when it happens. But tell me, how much was this plea worth as it just before it hits the ground? Moshele, if a plea is falling from the ground, how much would you be willing to pay for it? Nothing. So this guy that broke it, how much did he break? How much value did he cause it all? Zero. So of course he's Potter. It's not because it's considered broken already. It's only broken on land. But actually, it hasn't caused him any loss. Any financial loss? Okay, what's the right? What's the right? What's the cause, Leon?
You look at the damage and seeing the value of the object that the person broke at the time that he
sure. I understand. Well, how do you know that?
Right.
I don't know why. How do you know that? That's the chat. Why Robert said your bottom. Rabbi said your bottom, right? Rabbi said somebody threw a key out the window and somebody else comes and smashes it. Rabbi said the second guy's bottom. Rashi said, yeah, you know why? Because the first guy's tired. Maybe not. Maybe everyone's bottom. The first guy's bottom because he didn't break it. Who broke it? The second guy. And the second guy's bottom because he didn't break anything of value. Right? Even zero shaker, actually. It's actually zero nothing.
Who said it was zero
because the guy is really high? Who said that the high for it? The shadow was you go about to make car about some time of morning. That's a shadow of the one. Do you go according to the act that you did, that you made it well at zero, or do you say? Then you go according to when it broke. Mm-hmm. And in case, if somebody else brings it up one, I didn't do that. That shouldn't be chayv. So the first guy shouldn't be chayv because he didn't do anything. And the second guy shouldn't be chayv because he broke. He did break it. It wasn't broken yet. It wasn't double money. It wasn't broken yet. It was not broken yet. But he still bought it because there's no value. Right? So when I learned this, I found it tremendously difficult. But difficulty doesn't mean that he learned it wrong. Rashi clearly learned this chat. Rashi learned the chat we learned. If we see the second guy is potter, it must be to be already considered broken. And the only reason why it should be considered broken, not of no value, it must be considered broken. And the only reason why we consider it broken is because the guy on top is considered to have broken it.
Why
do we talk about the second guy's bottom rather than the second guy's bottom? Good, Rashi. Good, Rashi. And why does Rashi say we're talking about the second guy's bottom? You're talking about the first guy's chayiv. Yeah. It's a carry on Rashi. It's a carry on the break. It's not like Rashi. Yes? That how do we say that the writer wants to tell me that the first guy's chayiv? So why do you say that the second guy is bottom? And say that to him. It's because that. The first guy is chayiv. Right? That's the
Rov.
We have a dead.
One second. Sure, it's just asking something.
Well, there's a precedent for it, though. You have like a few meetups when a person is based in makes the person tired, and then as you're walking out to the gallows, either marching to the beat or about to gallows, whatever. So, whatever the have we, whatever the music,
yeah,
whatever, somebody else comes along and shoots him. He dead man walking, already killed him, he's still the dead person. So it's the same kind of precedent that you only had something that happened first, which changed the status of that object. And that object is considered to be a broken object, like he's considered a dead man already. So it's not going to be high. He said the other hand, this person's not going to be high for.
All right. I think it'd be because of my couch. I mean, there is space for being blocked. Yeah, I don't like bringing objects in cases and go. I answered it briefly. As the, I think it's been machalted my character. The question is the Gemara. We have to know what Rashi said, and we can have questions. But Rashi said the shining sugar, the raya, which we're reading is if Rabbi said that the second guy, the one that actually broke it, physically broke it, is bottle, it must be it was broken already. And the only reason why it should be broken already is because you consider the first guy that did it to have broken it. That's the first guy that has broken it, and that's why the second guy is caught, because he broke something that was broken, not something that was worthless. He broke something broken. Why is it broken? Because the first guy broke. Now, when Mordechai asked, so why did Gemara say, oh yeah, Tzvi wanted to ask something, yeah, Tzvi.
Just, and the second guy could have caught it.
The second guy could have caught it, okay.
And therefore, you wouldn't have held the first guy responsible for breaking it.
Why not?
If the second guy caught it.
If he caught it.
So I'm saying, the reality of the second guy has got a role to play. I hear he broke it, but he could have caught it. In a way, it seems like the example that, imagine if the pedestrian is walking down the street and a guy is definitely going to hit the pedestrian, he's driving. And another car comes from the other side and hits the pedestrian before this guy gets there. In other words, there is some kind of disconnect between the two events.
Your Ha'ara just now is Tosis. Mm-hmm. Tosis, the last Tosis on the page, talks about your Ha'ara. But the fact that the person could have caught it instead of not, he didn't want to be a Samaritan. This key was going to be broken. Had I gone out of my way to catch it, then I would have saved, because it, now I wasn't this guy, right? The guy threw something that should break. I actually went ahead and I caught it in a way I could have caught it. I'll tell you what. I caught it in a way I could have caught it. Say no. I could have caught it, but I didn't want to catch it. Right? I don't have to. I actually went and broke it. It doesn't matter since Rabbi, because it's the first guy broke it. And if the first guy broke it, so you broke something broken. Why did the first guy broke it? Because when he threw out a window, we go back to the car. If this knee would land on the floor and break, then well, who broke it? He did it. The first guy broke it. So Boston car. If he broke it, and therefore the second guy who actually broke it broke something broken already. If he caught it, so he saved it. He did a Shabbos Aveda. Okay. Nice side. You can often die. Maybe it's already considered broken. See, like we suspended it from the death. Yeah, okay, good, interesting shayla if you hold that. Yeah. Now, most of the people are white. Why does Rabbi say this like that way? Right? Why does Rabbi say, Potter, to tell me, you don't really the first guy's fine. Say, the first one's fine. I'm going to follow. So it's our actually, if you look in Rashi, the bottom at base, the end of this period is exactly the same Gemara. And that's very interesting there, Rashi. Have a look at the bottom at base. 26b. So if you look right in the Gemara there, Zohar Omar Rabo, it's the first word of the line is Rabonon. About 12 lines up from the end. You have a line. So the first word of the line is Rabonon. To be sure you got the difference to Zadah, I don't know. Omar Rabo. Zohar Kli, see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't you have it? Rabon is the first word. Anyone recognize this Gemara? So, send Rashi. Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up.
Rashi?
No, the one before. Zorak. Look at this Rashi. No, you're far too far up. Work from the bottom, 8 lines up. Yeah. Zorak. Look what Rashi did. Who threw it? The Balakli threw it. The Balakli threw it. Marisha Gag, Poto, Zesha Shavi, Mamako, Kodim Shrios, Zabri Shavi. The Balakli threw it, and therefore the guy broke it, it's Poto, because it's already considered broken. What do you want it to say? Chaim. It means the owner. It's the owner of the few, isn't it? So, Rabbi couldn't say Chaim. Yeah, that'd be very nice. Actually, Rashi here does say not like that. Rashi says about Zon Kerchayim, right? Rashi now demands that the Zon Kerchayim. So Rashi never even see the Rashi. He's going to see. Is it the Balak leader, Rashi and all his stuff and all? Or is it someone else? You're just in terms of the Montana, the Ora of Yavel, Rav himself maybe could have spoken about the Balak leader. But the Rashi here, the Pitana, the base says that there's somebody else threw it. And the Chiddush is that the second guy is bought alive is considered broken feet. Why is it considered broken feet? Because the one who threw it, he broke it, and he's kind. So that's the one. Why is Rav about something? Because Rav is not conspiracious.
Rav, I'm completely confused. What's this? It seems like it's confirming the other. What news been brought? Isn't it saying the same thing?
It's saying the same thing, just one point. There, Rav said it was the owner that actually threw the kli out the window.
Right.
So of course you can't say chayiv, because nobody's chayiv to pay for his own damage.
Right.
That makes sense why Rabbi focused on potel. Motchai asked, why are we focusing on the word potel? Rabbi should have said chayiv. That the one who threw out is chayiv. So if we learn like Rashi and Chavama with base, that was the owner of the kli that threw the kli. So you can't focus on the word chai. The only person to focus on is the one who actually broke it, the one who hit it, the one up down below. Is he potter or is he chai? Rabbi said, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because it's already broken. Why is it already broken? Because the owner threw it out the window. He broke it. Therefore, you're potter. So Ramayla, the pshat of the Gemara is the same pshat, that we're focusing the fact that the guy who threw out the window, he's the one who broke it. Yeah. And therefore, if it's a stranger, if it's the owner, obviously he's not carried, he doesn't have to pay for his own things he did. But the one who hit at the bottom is potter. Why is it potter? Because it's already broken. You go, boss on me, car, it's already broken. Boss on me, car, it's already broken. It's a steering lash. So what's the, so why did Rob have a suffix? Rabbi, why do you have a suffix? Answer to the Gemara, the Rabbi, 4 lines, 3 lines up. The Rabbi, Shitele. Rabbi Benet was Poshotim. Poshot on me, Karotim. The design of the page, 3 lines up. The Rabbi Benet is Poshotim. That Poshot on me, Karotim. The Rabbi, we go here, Rabbi has a suffix. Just because Rabbi knows it, doesn't mean that Rabbi can't have a suffix. The Amiroin, Rabbi knew that. Rabbi wasn't sure about it. Yeah.
Actually, the only time Rather, the statement does not mean that Rob has to accept it. What was the Mark suggestion of all who was Rob? If the two people, one can substitute the other, then what was the suggestion of
being? Well, the moment you're not bold, then Rob always agreed to that, just think it's a dread. Rob is still understanding about it. Rob admits it was possible to him. Rob was unsure about it, and that's why Rob asked the son. When we learn our local and mighty, eventually when we get to it, which we will get to in Mentor Shem, the discussion, what you do here, Rabbi was clear about it, Rabbi wasn't clear about it. Who do we pass on like? Do we pass on like Rabbi? So let's just have one quick shadow before we end today. According to Rabbi, somebody throws off the car off the cliff. It then breaks the bottom. It's Chayev or bottom. The one that threw the car off then is it Chayev or bottom?
Chayev.
No, some things from the other. Right, what would you say? Kuntu Rava. Kuntu Rava Poshut, says Kai. Kuntu Rava, what would be the din?
Well, it's not
that
there's somebody else at the bottom
who's going to be getting it. Very good, Shura. Very good. Shura's raising a point here that the whole discussion has been discussed. Somebody else came along and broke it. So do we say it was still whole, therefore in bottom? Or do we say, therefore the second guy is tired, first guy would be bottom, second guy would be right? Or do we say no? The first guy broke it, but if there's no intermediate, nobody in between, the first guy threw it down on the floor, that's about something to think about. I'm not giving up psychology here. Something for us to think about. If the first guy threw it and nobody broke it along the way, would the first guy be hired, even if you hold boss or top or not? Even if you hold and look at what happens in the end and not the act we did, would the first guy be hired? Some of us to think about, if not clear on the page, some of us to think about, you start in the right people.
Well, so,
well, there's no sir, it's by all the mama. So that's a shame.
That's why
I have the monkey. Okay, so then we're going to stop it. Take it, learn through the cigar. I think you're already there, already. Up to Omar Bevan. Omar Bevan. It's about 29 down. So that's 89 down. Omar Bevan, but others are called Minay Boy Rob. Yeah, so the second one of the line is Boy, the first one is Minay. That's where we have to get to. And there's two very important tests that we need to do, the last two of this page. It's down the base, the last two. Right. Now, I understand that you've done it tomorrow already. Am I right? Not till? Oh, the completion? Okay. So I'd like you to let me know if you get to the end of these two tests in today. If you do, then I'd like to give shit tomorrow because there's a lot to learn. So if you do it, if you manage to get to that in 2 days today, if not, I'm sure we'll have it on Tuesday. Yeah. Okay, meaning the three are making by email on which parent, whether or not she is today or tomorrow.
Yes, he's not online.
No, yes, he's not.
Yeah, I'm
here tomorrow. Okay, that's the shame. That's the offer. Well, to be three are making parents.